Welcome to the Embodied Resilience Podcast, where we explore the intersection of trauma-informed yoga, emotional and mental health, nervous system regulation, and the ancient wisdom of Chinese meridians. I'm Liz, a trauma-specialized yoga educator and space holder. In each episode, we will dive into practices, stories, and conversations that help you to return to your body, navigate life with more awareness, and support others with integrity and depth. Whether you're a yoga teacher, a student, or seeker, this space is for you. Hello and welcome to this new episode. When we talk about trauma-informed yoga, two words hold a lot of importance: self-regulation and co-regulation. They might sound technical at first, but in reality, they are deeply human. They are the invisible threads that allow us to stay steady in our own nervous system and to meet others with presence, safety, and attunement. As yoga teachers, we are not just guiding people through postures. We are inviting them into stillness, into sensation, into breath, places where old stories, emotions, and even trauma can surface. And in those moments, it's not the perfect cue or the right adjustment that matters most. It's your ability to regulate yourself and offer regulation to others. What is self-regulation? Self-regulation is your ability to monitor and manage your energy states, emotions, thoughts, and behaviors in a healthy way. To notice your own emotional and mental state, your stress, your tension, your triggers, and to bring yourself back to a grounded presence. Self-regulation involves taking a pause between a feeling and an action, and allows us to stay calm under pressure. Your ability to self-regulate as an adult has roots in your development during childhood. Learning how to self-regulate is an important skill that children learn both for emotional maturity and later social connections. In essence, maturity reflects the ability to face emotional, social, and cognitive threats in the environment. So what is co-regulation then? Co-regulation is what happens when one nervous system meets another. It's the way we humans calm, attune, and anchor one another through presence. It is a process between two or more people that aims to help manage immediate, in-the-moment emotions and foster self-regulation skills. This is achieved through the process whereby one nervous system calms another, producing a consistent cycle that is calming and provides emotional relief for both sides. Co-regulation refers to the collaborative and supportive relationship between the yoga teacher or space holder and the participants in the class. As a trauma-informed yoga teacher, you practically lend your regulated nervous system to your students to help them self-regulate. And why this matters in yoga? When students come to class, they are not just bringing their physical bodies, they are bringing their whole nervous system, their stress, their stories, their unprocessed emotions. Some might feel anxious lying still. Some might disassociate during long holds. Some might cry, become frustrated, or need to move away from certain poses. If you as a teacher aren't resourced in your own regulation, it's easy to feel overwhelmed or unsure how to respond. This is where many teachers end up, caught between wanting to help and fearing they will do harm. But when you know how to self-regulate and co-regulate, you can stay present instead of panicking, hold a space without absorbing someone else's suffering, and guide the class in a grounded and centered way, even when emotions arise. I don't want to, of course, give away my whole training here, but let me share a taste of what is possible, a few simple techniques. For self-regulation, one of the great tools is orienting, gently turning your head and eyes to notice the space around you. It's a reminder to your nervous system that you are here, now, and safe. Another one is lengthening your exhale or simply slowing the breath down a bit, or feeling the support of the surface beneath your body, which is called grounding. These are gentle ways to tell your body it is safe. For core regulation, sometimes it's as simple as your tone of voice. A slower, softer voice helps students' system slow down too. Sometimes simply sitting near someone with grounded presence is enough, or guiding them through a few rounds of slow breaths. It's not about doing more, it's about being more attuned. So how do I ground myself before teaching? Before every class I teach, whether it's a teacher training, a workshop, or a drop-in session, I have a little ritual. I sit, I breathe, and I observe the movement of my chest and belly, so the center of the body, with my breath. Sometimes I place my hands on my body to feel this subtle movement. I feel my body resting on the ground. This way I bring myself back from whatever chaos my day had brought. Because if I walk into a room scattered and dysregulated, my students will feel it. Their nervous system will pick it up. But if I am steady, grounded, and connected, they will feel that too. If you're curious about this, I'll be sharing my personal centering and grounding practice as a free bonus video, so look for the link in the description. You can do this simple practice whenever you teach or before you step into a challenging life situation. So why this topic is so central to my trainings? This is exactly why I created my trainings the way I did. In the 100-hour trauma-informed yin yoga and Chinese meridians TTC, we go deep into these skills, not just the theory, but the embodied practice of regulation, space holding, and trauma awareness. And for those who don't want to commit to a 100-hour course, I designed a shorter 30-hour trauma awareness course, a way to learn essential trauma-informed tools of attunement, regulation, and space holding, and to weave these into your teaching practice or your yoga practice. Because here's what I have seen. Teachers who know how to regulate themselves create classes where students feel safe to explore and transform. Teachers who don't often end up burning out, overwhelmed, doubting themselves, or unending. Teachers who don't often end up overwhelmed, burning out, doubting themselves, or unintentionally doing harm. And I really don't want that for you. At the end of the day, self-regulation and co-regulation aren't just techniques. They are a way of being with yourself and others. When you can meet your own self with kindness, you can meet others with compassion. When you can anchor yourself, you can become an anchor for others. When you regulate, you give the others permission to do the same. And that's the heart of trauma-informed yoga. And if this resonates, I would love to walk this path with you, whether through my 100-hour TTC or my 30-hour trauma awareness course, because the yoga world doesn't need more perfect sequences or flashy cues. It needs more grounded, steady, compassionate teachers who know how to create and hold safe spaces. If today's episode resonated with you and you feel called to explore this work more deeply, here are a few gentle steps you can already take. You can download my free ebook, Meridians, Emotions and Yin Yoga, which is a beautiful starting point for understanding the connection between your body, emotions and energy. If you wish to go deeper into the trauma awareness topic, watch my free webinar, Trauma-Informed Yoga Foundations. You can also join my live trainings in Thailand, my 100-hour trauma-informed Yin Yoga and Chinese Meridians teacher training, or my 30-hour The Art of Trauma-Informed Space Holding course. Upcoming dates and links will be shared in the description. If traveling is not an option for you at the moment, you can already join the waitlist for the online self-paced versions of these courses launching in December 2025. And finally, make sure that you are subscribed so you don't miss any future episodes. I will share the links to all my offerings in the description. Thank you for listening, and hear you in the next one.